You're listening to the Discovery COVID-19 podcast. Our expert guests help you to understand coronavirus disease 2019 and how you can manage your health, well-being, and financial security during this time.
Hi, I am Dewald Wenzel. I live in Cape Town and I work for Discovery in the medical review team. I've worked for Discovery for approximately just over 11 years. And before that, I worked as a paramedic on the road for Netcare 911. I live alone in an apartment about 2 km away from my immediate family. My dad lives with my brother and his wife with their 7 and 13-year-old kids. My sister also stays there with her 2 kids, and she sees my dad for supper every night. The end of June this year, my brother, who's a policeman, developed some COVID-19 symptoms and he tested positive. The whole family went into quarantine right away. A couple of days later, my father developed a slight cough with some nausea and vomiting, and then he also tested positive for COVID-19. Then my brother's wife and his 13-year-old boy also tested positive, unfortunately. Now you can imagine the stress I was feeling knowing that this was happening to almost my entire family and I could not help them because I wasn't staying with them. Then my sister also tested positive, unfortunately. My main concern was for my father. He's 74 years of age. He falls into a high risk category for severe illness as a result of COVID-19. He's got a couple of comorbidities, as you can imagine. Having worked as a paramedic on the road, I knew it would have been valuable to get hold of a small device for my dad called a pulse oximeter. I called multiple pharmacy chains, independent pharmacies, couldn't find anywhere. It was all out of stock. My father, my sister, and I are all Discovery Health Medical Scheme members. At the same time, I began to search for this pulse oximeter. Discovery just launched their brilliant offer to give pulse oximeters to its Discovery Health Medical Scheme members who tested positive and are in a high risk of developing serious complications for COVID-19. My dad falls into this category because of his age and his comorbidities. The Discovery describes this device as giving these members a home oxygen monitoring device, which is pretty much what a pulse oximeter is. If you've never seen one, it's a small, lightweight, clamp-like device that clips over your fingertip. Imagine a finger puppet on your fingertip. It's similar to that. Once on your fingertip, it quickly measures the amount of oxygen in your blood. That's what we call oxygen saturation in the blood. I wanted my dad to have one of these for the same reason that Discovery are sending them to high-risk members. That's because one of the dangers of COVID-19 is that it causes a silent hypoxia. That means a reduction in oxygen levels in the blood over time. It's silent because you don't realize what is happening and you might not feel short of breath at all. And it only shows symptoms when you're actually already in a critical condition. But this pulse oximeter can tell you right away whether your oxygen saturation has fallen below 90%, in which case you are in danger and can access help right away. It actually is a life-saving device to have access to this pulse oximeter during this COVID-19 pandemic, especially if you're high risk for severe illness like my dad. So Discovery sent this little device to my dad via a courier. It came within 2 days very quickly. He is on a key care plan and the device was fully funded. Then a wellness specialist called to guide him through the correct process in using this device. My family helped him to use this device. Knowing that my dad's oxygen levels were always above 90% was very reassuring. This especially because I felt so helpless, sitting 2 kilometers away and chatting to the family over the phone and video calling them, but and hearing, "Dad isn't doing much better today," or "He seems worse," or "Dad is vomiting today," but we knew his oxygen saturation was fine. Discovery was brilliant following up on Dad. The dedicated pulse oximetry support team kept in touch with him and asked the readings on a daily basis. Thankfully, my dad recovered. My brother needed hospitalization, spent approximately 2 weeks in a general ward at Cape Gate Mediclinic, but he also now fully recovered. Whole family has recovered. They are all fine. But it was a rough journey. Having been through this with my father, I've had a lot of time to think about what this pandemic is teaching us. I really think our Minister of Health's message to always listen to the experts rings truth for me. My advice to others, especially those who have high-risk family members, is to please stay at home. Wear your mask when you have to go out and maintain social distancing. Wash your hands, take care of yourself and your family, and don't underestimate the impact of what seems like a harmless interaction and socializing with friends and family. You need to think about those who are at high risk, and we need to do all we can to make sure that they stay safe along with us. Take care, guys. Stay safe. And thank you, Discovery, for all the support.
This podcast was brought to you by Discovery. Stay informed, stay healthy.